This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Residents in the U.S. state of Louisiana, still battered from Hurricane Laura, continue to hunker down ahead of Hurricane Delta as it barrels toward the state. The storm, packing winds of up to 115 miles per hour, ranked as a Category 3 hurricane, forecasters expect it to strengthen before making landfall sometime late Friday between the cities of Lake Charles and Lafayette. The storm could drive a 4 to 11 foot storm surge up the Vermilion Bay on the coast, according to the National Hurricane Center. It could also unleash tornadoes as it moves over land and drop up to 10 inches of rain. 13 men in the U.S. state of Michigan have been arrested in connection with a plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer and other state top officials. AP's Ed Donahue with details.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer calls those arrested
sick and depraved men.
U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider says the men are violent extremists and view Whitmer as having uncontrolled power in restricting activity because of the coronavirus.
All of us in Michigan can disagree about politics, but those disagreements should never, ever amount to violence.
Whitmer says she understands the frustration during the pandemic.
You don't have to agree with me, but I do ask one thing. Never forget that we are all in this together. Let's show a little kindness and a lot more empathy.
Authorities say some of the men in Michigan said they belonged to or were associated with Wolverine Watchmen, which the government describes as a militia group. I'm Ed Donahue.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has blacklisted virtually all of Iran's financial sector, dealing another blow to an economy that's already reeling under U.S. sanctions. The move will deepen tensions with European nations over Iran. Thursday's move hits 18 Iranian banks that had thus far escaped the bulk of reimposed U.S. sanctions and, more importantly, subjects foreign non-Iranian financial institutions to penalties for doing business with them. Thus, it effectively cuts them off from international financial systems. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif reacted angrily to the designations, calling them a crime against humanity at a time of a global crisis. The final presidential debate is slated to go on as scheduled. AP correspondent Mike Garcia.
The chair of the Commission on Presidential Debates says the final debate, scheduled for October 22nd, is slated to go on as scheduled in person. Frank Fahrenkopf spoke on CNN Thursday night, hours after President Donald Trump pulled out of the second debate after the commission announced it would be held virtually because the president tested positive for COVID-19. There was no immediate word from Trump's campaign on whether he'll participate in the October 22nd debate. With Trump opting out of the October 15th date, former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign said he'll participate in an ABC News town hall by himself on that day. Mike Garcia, Washington.
Law enforcement officials are bracing for the possibility of massive unrest at the polls on Election Day, November 3rd. They're conducting drills, setting up command centers, and warning the public. It comes in the wake of claims by President Trump and his allies that the vote will be rigged, and his call to supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully. Tensions across America are high, following increasing political polarization and months of mass demonstrations against racial injustice that have seen violence by the left and right. Gun sales are way up, and extremist groups are emboldened that Mr. Trump told one of the groups to stand back. Kyrgyzstan's president has said on Friday that he was ready to resign once a new cabinet was appointed to end the power vacuum in the Central Asian nation gripped by unrest since opposition supporters seized government buildings on Tuesday. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.